Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu. Radio Show.
Hello, citizens of Europe, and welcome to the 149th edition of the show Indire, broadcasting from Radio Student in Ljubljana. Today's hosts are Jan and Urban.
Hello.
Our trusted technician is Selile. We, as always, will be featuring a wide bundle of newly released local music, starting with Noma.
No, Drhal.
Ah, pardon, Drhal.
Drhal is a new band, well, a relatively new band formed from Mala, Urban, Clara and Anna, who have been regular appearances at local concerts. They're a punk outfit that make music stylistically in the realm of the new power violence movement, which is very strong here in Ljubljana and Slovenia. Their new album is called Sreća je vlačuga, luck is a whore, which was recorded last December in the cellar of a student home near our radio, more specifically in the third home, yeah, in the cellar. So same campus, and was released through Bandcamp on May 4th. It features intense guitars, pummeling drums, lyrics of social injustice, and we'll now listen to two songs called Vegani, so Vegans, and Muri Murjak. Back on the Indire show number 149. And now we're gonna move forward to Slow Motion Livestream, who is one of the most prominent, prolific, and yet still very promising new artists. Well, not relatively new, he's been doing music for the past 4 years now, and even before that in some bands. But this new project is really exciting. He has 2 weeks ago released his EP Decanted into Drums, and last week he released his all-new album Esteder. These are first two releases that are not on Beton Records label, but he did it as a self-release. He makes these two releases are really ambient. He really indulges in sculpting with sound, with different techniques, building ambient worlds in which one can drift forever. So we're now gonna listen to two songs, one from the EP that was released, I think, three weeks ago, called Endless Glassy Ocean, and one track from the new album, Esteder, called Na Oltarju. Thank you. Welcome back to the show, Indire 149 from Radio Student Ljubljana. We're moving on to Professional Hairdresser, which is a project originating from Ljubljana. He has released a lot of material in the past year or so, but lately he has released a new album, or like a short EP, called PH 2000, so I guess Professional Hairdresser 2000, full of sample-based music manglery, and he released it through Bandcamp, and he himself said that he needed a 160 BPM oriented release, basically a lot of guitars and chaos. We're gonna listen to the track The Ultimate Weapon.
This is really beautiful. All this power will be mine.
For the sake of an awful creature?
Don't be upset. All weak people exist to be eaten.
We'll be right back.
back listening to Indire. Next up, we're listening to Hexen Brutal, an older project that has been revived by releasing a new album on Zarsh record label, our own here at Radio Student. The album is called Hexen Brutal 4, and the band or the duo is comprised of Istok Koren and Matej Kolmanko. The last one does synths and vocals, and the first one does plays a guitar, plays the drums, and also other noisy, mangly stuff. The sound is described by the Zarsh record label as when industrial sludge and doom come together in an impactful punch of sound mass. We're gonna listen to two tracks. The first is called Mandibula, and the second one is called Murmure Nocturne.
Yeah.
Next up, we have the proteges of the Ljubljana alternative scene called Haiku Garden. For a decade now, they've been exploring different a variety of guitar-based genres with a big emphasis in the beginning. They started with shoegaze. However, their newest album, Gradient, kind of differs from that path. The album was released at Kappa Records and marks a kind of a paradigm shift in the band's modus operandi, in the sense that it's the first album the band has released with lyrical content in the Slovene language. It has received mixed reviews, but we decided to incorporate and platform it anyways due to its relevancy, based on the band's continuity and the impact they have on the local scene. We'll listen to two tracks from the album called Avalanche and Petrol. We'll be right back. The last segment of today's show is dedicated to Gal Golub, who is a prominent young cellist turned double bass player and composer. He's currently studying in Berlin, but he's anyways involved with a lot of projects also here, so Ljubljana, Slovenia, back home. One of the most notable ones is called Gugutke. It's like a bigger, still like a chamber ensemble, which is kind of focused more on folk music. But today we're focusing on his trio album, which he put out this year through the Jazz Cirkno Records record label. It is, as you might have assumed, a recording of a performance at the cult Jazz Cirkno Festival, which coincidentally has just been happening this past weekend. And the album bears the simple title Live at Jazz Cirkno. So what he was doing, Gal, with his trio, he is exploring the role of cello in this sort of jazz trio setting, which is, you know, jazz. A cello is an unusual instrument to have in a jazz trio. However, he felt the need to kind of distance himself from the double bass in the musical sense. And in the sense of substance, he draws his inspiration from the testimonies of pagan practices which were preserved in the Posočje region of Slovenia, stemming from this book by Pavel Medveščak, Na nevidni strani neba, on the invisible side of the sky, or very literal translation. So we will listen to two tracks as well, Tročan, which is like this holy triangle in the pagan tradition, and then Easy for Oscar, which is a song dedicated to his young nephew.
Thank you. Thank you.
And that's it for today's show. Indire number 149, coming from Ljubljana, Slovenia, from Radio Student. I have been Urban, and also Jan has been with us.
It's true, it's been real.
Selila has been taking care of the technical duties, and this is it for this time. See you in about 1 month or so, something like that.
Yes. Bye. Goodbye.
Indire, Independent Radio Exchange Network. Radio Show. Co-funded by the European Union. More at indire.eu.